You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Friday morning, August 14th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority to today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Automation debuts on the 2026 Inc. 5000 at number 133, ranking among America's fastest-growing private companies. The leader in automation and digital transformation for mortgage servicing and origination achieved 2,291% three-year revenue growth, placing it in the top 3% of companies. Automation's AI-powered platform tackles document-heavy, regulated workflows in the mortgage industry, emphasizing accuracy and compliance. Founder and CEO Sapan Bathna credits the team and clients for this milestone, highlighting the company's commitment to responsible AI management and industry standards.
Mission IR News breaks. Heartbeam Inc. advances heart attack detection program, extends cash runway into 2027. Heartbeam Inc. reported progress in its heart attack detection program, completing enrollment ahead of schedule for its pilot studies. The company also launched its 12-lead ECG extended wear patch and signed commercial agreements. With a second quarter net loss of $5 million, Heartbeam's cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash totaled $8.80 million as of June 30, 2026, extending its cash runway into 2027.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc. appoints intellectual property veteran Dean Becker as chief licensing officer. DataVault AI has appointed Dean Becker as chief licensing officer, overseeing the licensing, valuation, and monetization of the company's global intellectual property portfolio. With over 30 years of experience, Becker will lead licensing and enforcement strategies across DataVault AI's divisions, including technologies like WISA, ADO, and Sumerian. This move aims to drive IP-driven revenue programs and further establish DataVault AI as a leader in AI-driven data experiences.
Tech media breaks. Redwood AI Corp. Frankfurt Y0N completes acquisition of Quantum.iQ Technologies. Tech media breaks reports that Redwood AI Corp. has completed the acquisition of Quantum.iQ Technologies Inc. Quantum.i, in a Vancouver-based quantum cybersecurity company. The acquisition aims to enhance Redwood's technology base with capabilities focused on cryptographic visibility and quantum readiness assessment. Redwood issued common shares as consideration for the acquisition, including shares subject to escrow and milestone criteria. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tecanic Infotech presents e-wallet app development services for businesses. Tecanic Infotech is at the forefront of developing secure e-wallet solutions for businesses as digital payments become more prevalent globally. With consumers seeking convenient mobile payment options, businesses must adapt to avoid falling behind competitors. Tecanic Infotech's e-wallet apps offer instant transactions, lower processing costs, and detailed transaction data, driving more businesses to seek specialized development services from the company.
Pleat Collect gives owner-operators nationwide IFTA audit-ready records that export to XLS, XLSX, and CSV. Fleet Collect introduces an IFTA audit readiness resource for owner-operators, automatically capturing state-by-state mileage and fuel purchases. The iPhone app exports records as XLS, XLSX, and CSV files accepted by auditors. This tool simplifies the process of reconstructing a full year of travel for IFAT audits, providing a defensible, time-stamped record of distances and fuel purchases. Fleet Collect's tracking is now available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Tecnanic Infotech expands iOS app development for premium market reach. Tecnanic Infotech has expanded its iOS app development services to cater to businesses targeting premium markets in the US, UK, and UAE. The company focuses on native development with Swift and SwiftWAF, ensuring optimal performance and user experience. With services including App Store readiness, integration work, testing, and long-term support, Tekinic Infotech aims to meet the specific needs of businesses looking to reach high-spending iOS users.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.